Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. We'll use the best of psychology to help you be happy, healthy, and most importantly, yourself. We all have a horror story about being late, arriving at a wedding just as the bride and groom are running off in a shower of birdseed, or picking up your panicked child at an otherwise empty field after baseball practice. Being late even shows up in our nightmares. Who hasn't woken up in a sweat from a late for a final exam dream? Now, savvy psychologist listener Joaquin Garzara of Guatemala City emailed me for tips to improve his punctuality, and I know that he is not alone. So, before you're late for your next very important date, consider these 10 tips for being right on time. Tip number one, reestimate how much time you think things will take. Call it sunny optimism or delusional thinking, but many of us underestimate how long tasks will take. So try taking your original estimate and add at least 25 to 50% more time. The bigger the task or the longer the travel time, the more wiggle room you have to build in. For example, I found out the hard way that writing a grant takes anywhere from 3 to 8 times as long as I originally planned. So estimate your own tasks, small or gargantuan, accordingly. Tip number two, account for transition activities like traffic, getting kids out of the house, you have to poo now, and the big 1-2 punch, parking and walking. These are the mundane tasks that stealthily and consistently throw off our estimates. Too often we look up the drive time on Google Maps and take their estimate as gold. Instead, consider bookending that estimate with extra time to find your kid's other shoe and feed the parking meter. It seems obvious, but it's not. Try it and watch your life change. Tip number three, beware one more thing. Now, this also falls under the optimism umbrella, but it deserves its own tip. Oftentimes, we'll try to squeeze in just one more thing, get gas, check email, which inevitably makes us late. So a college friend once said he had to do just one thing before a road trip. I envisioned a trip to the ATM or the mailbox, but then he proceeded to replace his exhaust system by himself with an acetylene torch from the art department. And even though we know better, we always think that last errand will magically take no time at all. So make like Jacques the Shrimp in Finding Nemo and tell yourself, I shall resist. Tip number four, beware, I'll just do everything else faster. Now, we might be tempted to press the snooze alarm or squeeze in one last task. Rationalizing will just speed up the rest of our morning or our workday. But it never works. All it does is make us frantic and, of course, late. So get up on time. Now, this might require a major shift of evening habits to allow you to go to bed earlier, but that's another podcast in and of itself. Regardless, don't try to compensate by doing everything else in fast forward. Tip number five, rethink your semantics. So instead of thinking we have to be at the recital at 5, think the curtain goes up at 5. There's a big difference between being in your seat, program in hand, versus having technically arrived, but still cruising around looking for parking at the appointed hour. So change your wording. I need to be in the restaurant at 7:30. The meeting begins at 2. Or I have an hour to finish this and drive there and park. Tip number six, being early isn't a waste of time. Now, most of us hate wasting time. When we're kept waiting, like in a doctor's waiting room or a restaurant where we have a reservation, we get annoyed and restless. So we assume that deliberately getting somewhere early will feel the same way. Not necessarily. When you're deliberately early, you're in charge. So you get to fill the time however you want. Now, a tip I often hear is to keep something productive on hand to fill those empty few minutes. Write a thank you note, catch up on work email. If it works for you, great. But also consider using that time for something pleasant, not just productive. Look through photos on your phone, read a, heaven forbid, book, or strike up a conversation with other early birds. And a bonus, at a business event, casual conversation beforehand builds relationships, which qualifies as super productive.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Tip number 7, aim for 10 minutes early, if only to increase your margin of error. Here, punctuality is boiled down to a math problem. Think of it this way. Aiming to arrive precisely on time gives you basically a 1 minute window of arrival. If your event starts at noon, you aim to arrive at noon, and you arrive even at 12:01, you're late. The margin of error is too small, and stress is guaranteed. So instead, if your event starts at noon and you aim to get there at 11:50, you have a 10 minute window of arrival. Much more realistic and much less likely to make you swear at red lights. Tip number 8. Transfer your biggest morning headache to the night before. You don't have to sleep in tomorrow's clothes, but consider taking the biggest time suck from your morning and doing it the night before. Packing kids' school lunches, putting your keys, phone, and wallet in one place, even showering, can all be done before you hit the sack. Tip number 9, get into the habit of thinking ahead. So most of the tips that you found here or elsewhere are based on the premise that we think ahead about our tasks. For example, do X early, estimate Y more accurately. But most of us are late precisely because we forget to think ahead. We look up the appointment's address at the last minute, realize it's farther away than we thought, or we forget that our reservations are at the height of rush hour. Now, thinking ahead gets into more overarching organization and time management skills. But the biggest bang for your buck can come from this. In addition to packing those kid lunches, consider thinking over the next day the night before. Or for true punctuality ninjas, look at the upcoming week on Sunday night. Where do you have to be and when? Are there new addresses to map out online? Are there any really important events like an interview, a wedding, or a kid performance or game? Anything scheduled back to back to back? Pinpoint the weak spots and plan or reschedule accordingly. Tip number 10, try it once and see. If you're chronically late, pick one upcoming event for which you will be on time. Then do it upright. Plan ahead, account for all transitions, leave early, and aim to be the first one there. Then observe the process of everyone else's arrival. Notice how you feel calm instead of frantic, that you don't have to feel guilty. And most importantly, notice how you feel when others arrive late. There's a French saying which translates loosely to, while you keep a man waiting, he reflects on your shortcomings. And I might add, even if you've texted that you're running late, putting yourself in the shoes of those you've kept waiting is a powerful motivator to change for the better. And you'll come off as more professional, more respectful, and more competent, not to mention more relaxed. So call it prompt, punctilious, or just plain old on time. There's no zealot like the newly converted, so try it out a few times. You'll love moving from being put on the spot to getting there on the dot. There's time for just one more thing. A well-reviewed book to check out is Never Be Late Again, 7 Cures for the Punctually Challenged by Deanna DeLonzer. And you'll find a link in the show notes at quickanddirtytips.com/savvy-psychologist. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson. And next week, in honor of the 1-year anniversary of the show, we'll do a top 5 rundown of the tips that changed my life this year. In the meantime, a transcript of the episode, references for the studies I mentioned, and the quickly growing archives are always available at quickanddirtytips.com/savvy-psychologist. And I always have to say, the Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you again. See you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.